And we welcome you back inside Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. We are live on Penguin Playbook tonight as we talk YSU women's basketball here from 5 to 6 before Rob Schmidt will take over to talk YSU men's hoops from 6 to 7 with head coach Ethan Faulkner and a couple student-athletes from the YSU men's basketball team. Do want to remind you that the YSU women are home next Tuesday to play Wright State in their Horizon League home opener at 6:30. Bring a teddy bear to throw onto the court at halftime and receive a voucher for a free ticket to any future home game. The bears will also be donated to Akron Children's. For tickets, call 330-941-1YSU or go to YSU Sports. As we continue talking Youngstown State women's basketball here in our first hour of Penguin Playbook, happy to be joined by a familiar face, YSU assistant women's basketball coach, Youngstown native and YSU alumna, Courtney Davidson is with us here tonight. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Good. I said when you walked up here, I said, long time no see. We've spent a few days together here recently, so
right.
it's good to get back home, right?
Right, yes.
How good did it feel to kind of get back to your home base after a long trip?
Always feels good to be back home every time I touch down. So my dad always jokes, we'll go on vacation and it's sun and everything. He's like, there's no place like home. So
that's right.
I felt that last night for sure.
For sure. And that's a theme throughout Youngstown. I think people from here, we feel that.
For sure.
Go to these places. It's great for a little bit, but you got to get back. Got to get back home at some point. Coach, you're now in your third stint as a member of this YSU women's basketball coaching staff. You rejoined your hometown program in 2024 in April as an assistant coach alongside Melissa Jackson. What has it been like to be back here now for a new era for the program, helping lead this program with Coach Jackson? And what does it mean to be back here, and how are things going here in year number two working for Coach Jackson?
It's good. It's pretty special always to be home. I think the most special part about this year is our theme and grit. And so that's something that I felt like no matter when I was here, we've always carried. And so this year we're really embodying that. It's special for me because obviously being from Youngstown, it's who we are. And so it's trying to pour that into our program, into our team. This year has been really, really special.
Talking with Youngstown State assistant women's basketball coach Courtney Davidson here on Penguin Playbook. Coach, you serve as the offensive coordinator for the program, working closely with Coach Jackson on spearheading the offense for the team. Also the position coach for the point guards. And you're looking at the numbers here, currently ranking second in the league in field goal percentage, almost 45% as a team, shooting almost 33% from three as a team, second in the league, fourth in scoring offense at over 68 points per game. And as we talked about with Coach, shot better than 45% on six occasions already in nine games this year, which is more than in all of the 31 games a year ago. So what has it been like to see this offense with some players back healthy, a year of experience under the belt for some others, some new pieces as well? What's it been like to see this offense sort of take off here early in the season?
It's been fun. Coach Jackson is definitely an offensive mind and a brilliant one at that. So it was just a matter of time of our players growing into that knowledge, understanding the game. And so Coach draws up the plays, and I kind of help be the eyes for the players and help them understand and make reads against the defense and stuff like that. So it's been fun. Our kids are growing and understanding what decisions to make in our offense, and that's probably why you're seeing the results that we have.
Coach, I will obviously ask you about working with Casey Santoro. She's come in and been a major impact as a sixth-year senior at point guard at your position group, but I want to go back to last season real quick. You played your best basketball down the stretch last year in the first year under Coach Jackson, won three of the final four games of the regular season, had a big senior day win over Cleveland State at home. And I know it was challenging at certain points last year, first year in a new system, a new leader, working in 10 newcomers, obviously several season-ending injuries as well. But what do you think you learned and saw from this group of young players, especially down the stretch last year, that has allowed you to get off to this 6-3 start here this year?
I've been a part of a few rebuilds and first years head coaches in that programs. And one thing, everybody wants to win, right? And so that first year it could not win, right? Uh-huh. And so to keep fighting, no matter the situation or the results at the end. And so at the end of the year, we were fighting, and that's all you can ask for. And we continued to do that all summer, and they understood what it took. And they're putting in the work, and you're seeing, again, the results of them kind of growing into that space. So I think it's the will to not quit is what they continue to pour into the summer and into the preseason and now into the season.
And talking about the off season, I think you talked about instilling those core values that Coach Jackson talks about, her five core values. What were the biggest priorities and areas of focus in the off season as you head into year two of a new era for the program?
I think there was just a lot of focus of just developing overall, putting in the work. getting shots up, reps. We get in the morning almost every morning. You can't walk in the gym and there's not one of our players in there. And we do have to reel them in, right? So that was the biggest thing, was just putting in the work. We're young. We understand we got a long way to go as far as learning things. But the work ethic doesn't that doesn't matter regardless of the year. So I think that's what we've been building our foundation on over the summer that has contributed.
Talking with Courtney Davidson, YSU assistant women's basketball coach here on Penguin Playbook, hour number one of our program tonight from Quaker Steak and Lube in Boardman. Coach, as I mentioned, you're the point guard coach. You work with that position directly. And sixth-year senior transfer Casey Santoro has been such a major impact on this team and on the program, a captain in her first year here as a sixth-year senior. What has it been like to see her come in and just assimilate right into this program and be so, you know, revered and celebrated by her teammates in just her first year with the program?
Casey has made my job really easy. she wants to work. She's one that gets in the gym before and after practice. She wants to watch film. I don't have to tell her things twice. She's just seasoned and a vet, and she's calm. And I see a lot of myself in her. We've got, like, some of the same injuries, so we joke we're probably about the same height. We see who's taller. So, really, it's been fun. I wish we could have had her longer, one of those kids. And, again, like Coach said earlier, she's just been really a glue for our young ones in our program.
For these young players to have a sixth-year senior who's played in almost 130 career games at the Division I level, that was a key addition in the offseason. Been fun getting to know her and seeing what she's done for this team. Obviously, also want to talk about your return to Michigan State and the Breslin Center earlier this season. You, of course, played at Michigan State during a four-year stretch of prominence for the Spartans, national runner-up your freshman year, sophomore year, Elite Eight, Sweet 16 as a junior, and the finals of the WNIT your senior year in 2008. I know you had a chance to return with your teammates for a special recognition at Spartan Stadium earlier in the fall, but what was the experience like to return to the Breslin Center with your hometown Penguins?
It was special because it was the first time that I'd played there before as a coach. I was at the University of Hartford. We went, but it was the first time I was both alma maters. So I've got my master's from YSU, and I am a Spartan, obviously. So it was like, man, I want both to win, but I really want to win because, it was a special moment for me. I'm happy that Coach Jackson got that moment on our schedule. You don't get that opportunity too often, so it really was great to be back home with my home and have that special moment.
Got to run into a lot of people who were like, hey, where's Coach Court? And they wanted to know where you were at. I was like, she's got a job to do and a lot of people to see. So you were definitely there was a lot of people excited to see you there as well. So the feeling was mutual. Very cool to get a chance to see you return back there as well. Coach, as you head into this week of finals and a little bit of a break from Horizon League play, you know, what will be the biggest focus for you and your position group and the team as a whole as you try and get back to some basics and then ramp up preparation for Wright State next week?
Well, obviously a lot of film as we start to get in some season, some games under our belt. So you don't want to be in the gym every single day, but obviously getting shots up and keeping those reps the same and film and working day by day. I think you just keep trusting the process. Can't look too far into the season and say, hey, we got to go keep winning Horizon League games. We got some more non-conference to win. So really just staying focused on the process day by day.
Coach, what has been your favorite part of being a Penguin? You know, whether it's before, now, whatever it's been. You graduated from here. You're an alumna. You know, what's your favorite part about YSU and what it brings, not just to us here in the athletic department, but to this city? I mean, you know, Coach talked about how important the city is to you, and YSU obviously so important to this valley. What does it mean to represent it each day?
Well, I mean, every day I get to go to work in hallways that I literally went to kids camp in. Like, we run kids camp every summer, and I was like, I know this was me trying to ask to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So it's been special because it's always been home. Every time I leave and come back, I feel like people are watching, and I truly just hope to make them proud when I'm out there and not at home. And when I'm here, it's even more special because I get to do it. And I visualize all the time. There's nothing more that I want to bring a championship here to the city and see my family, the community who's watched me, who's helped raise me over the years, do something special. And so that's, at this age, that's really one of my goals, and I'm glad that I can be here with Coach Jackson and help bring that vision to life.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you back here. And now over 11 years of experience at the D1 level, what's your favorite part of being on the coaching side? You were a player. You got to experience this whole thing as a student athlete. What is the most rewarding part of being on the coaching side and getting to work with young student athletes now from this perspective?
Probably watching their journeys. You know, I was once that kid who maybe had an injury and I thought it was the worst thing in the world. Now I'm 40. I'm like, keep living. So, you know, I think the journey of it and helping them navigate those processes, being there for them on and off the court. We have a very, very special group. They're fun to be around on the court. They're great people off the court. We have real life conversations that are going to prepare them for life. So I think that's the beauty of being a coach.
Well, it's been a pleasure, as I said, to have you back. It's been fun to get to know you, and when I knew you were coming back, it brought a big smile to my face. So been fun to have you back, been fun to see where this young group is already gone early in the season, and I know it's only going to keep heading this way. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up again soon. Enjoy a little bit of downtime this week if you can get it, okay?
Thanks for having me.
That's assistant women's basketball coach Courtney Davidson. We will step aside. When we come back, we will close out hour number one of Penguin Playbook with a YSU women's basketball student athlete as sophomore guard Hayden Barrier will join us on the other side when Penguin Playbook continues. 1390 WNIO.